About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is what driving with an out-of-tune engine feels like. Keep your engine running smooth. Stop by AutoZone and get all the parts you need for a tune-up. Maximize summer miles per gallon with two 10-ounce bottles of Gum Out Expert Series Fuel System Treatment for just $8. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
By any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
CBS Local's Best Of section has everything you need to look your best for less. For all your local shopping and style hints, tips, and tricks, visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. We know shopping and style. We know local.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. CBS Chicago feels the same way. So visit cbschicago.com and click on the sports tab for in-depth analysis and opinions from the people that know your teams the best. cbschicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
For ideas on family activities that enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for great family fun. CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Looking for some great museums, exhibits, and bookstores in your city, but don't know where to find them? Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for everything arts and culture. CBS Local. We know arts and culture. We know local.
Don't forget your phone!
Mom, where's my earbuds?
Let's go! Let's go! Dad's already in the car!
For guides to family fun and activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got great tips and advice on where to go with your kids and your pets, too. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. Get ready to take the whole family out on the town.
Aw, oh, that's a good boy. Good boy.
CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
For the best local deals and unique experiences in your community, sign up for CBS Local Offers. To save up to 80% on food, shopping, entertainment, and more, go to cbschicago.com and click on Deals. CBS Local Offers. Your city, your deals.
For the best in local travel and outdoors, visit CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got the lowdown on the fun-filled activities in your area. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com for more information. CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local.
Join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow. Our CBS Local Sports app allows you to live stream your favorite sports talk radio show and actively participate in the conversation. Download the free Audio Roadshow mobile app. Call *326 from your mobile phone. That's *FAN.
Night. The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Szapkowski. It's do or die tonight for the Bulls. They host the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Pau Gasol is set to suit up this evening after missing Games 4 and 5. But Pau, what will that injury limit exactly?
The most explosive stuff, you know, taking off. Jumping, I haven't tried to jump yet. I'll just see how it feels, how it reacts, and just do what I can out there. So I can't anticipate really much. I just try to stay positive, do what I can this next 24 hours to get myself physically and mentally ready.
Tip-off set for just after 7 o'clock tonight. Joakim Noah today named the NBA's winner of the J. Walter Kennedy Award for Community Service. Baseball, wild one going on at Wrigley Field right now. Cubs trying to sweep the Mets in four straight. 6-5, the Cubs on top of this one in the ninth inning. They trailed this one 5-1 at one point. Back-to-back RBIs from Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo tied things up. Eventually, a pass ball gave the Cubs a lead. Dexter Fowler, a solo home run today. Travis Wood, tough outing. 5 earned in 4 1/3 innings pitched as the Mets bat in the top of the ninth inning. The Cubs lead that one 6-5. Nobody out there in the top of the ninth. Cubs today did promote Billy McKinney, the outfielder who was also included in the Addison Russell and Jeff Samardzija deal last July. He's headed to Double-A Tennessee. White Sox off today. They're in Oakland tomorrow for the first of three. And the Sox sent Micah Johnson down to AAA Charlotte earlier today. Carlos Sanchez expected to be his replacement. Hockey, Blackhawks and Ducks start the Western Conference final Sunday afternoon in Anaheim. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. And you can join 670 The Score's Jason Goff for 670 The Score appearance Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. at T-Mobile in Wheaton on Butterfield Road. Enter for your chance to win great prizes, brought to you by T-Mobile. I'm Nick Szapkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score Friday night at 8:35 when the Sox take on the Athletics on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by CDH Proton Center.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
Cleveland takes a 3-2 lead, Game 6 back in Chicago on Thursday night.
Don't get lost. It's easy to get distracted in this league. Game 6, that's all I want them thinking about, what we have to do to win the first quarter.
Well, obviously, you guys know what you have to do the next two games. Are you confident that you can accomplish this?
Yes. You know, these games are coming down to one or two possessions. You know, we feel like we've been in every game. We're excited about the challenge.
That drive right on.
Be out there right now, or it's when to go home. At what percentage I'll be able to play, I don't know, but whatever percentage I will be out, you know, that's what I'll give.
At this time of the year, whatever a guy could give you, you know, you'd like him to give it to you. So he's a very talented player, so hopefully he'll be ready.
You know, we've been just watching film, same routines, try to stay as calm, as zen as possible before the storm.
Boers and Bernstein.
Bizarre.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Welcome in, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And last time we had a chance to visit where our guest was the day that LeBron, I believe, decided to go back to Cleveland.
I think that's right. So we like to reach out to Terry Pluto, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer on Twitter, at Terry Pluto, the author of one of my favorite basketball books of all time, Loose Balls, which was the oral history of the great ABA. Something, Terry Pluto really is good. With us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, Terry, this hasn't been the best basketball played between the Bulls and the Cavaliers, but it's certainly been entertaining.
Right, and I know this in terms of from a Cleveland perspective, where they hadn't been in the playoffs since LeBron was here the last time. You know, the games are close, and I mean, they're fascinating. It really has been. Yep. You know, Cleveland didn't have J.R. Smith the first two games. You know, we've had guys getting kindly kicked in the lower back, shall we say, and then after he got his leg was scissored and everything else. And I've been fascinated by it. But, you know, the first couple of games, guys could barely shoot 40%. I have no idea. By the way, you know, trying to figure out what's going to happen tonight in these series, I've been wrong guessing all the way along.
So have we. I mean, that's kind of that's kind of what the risk of the job is. That they always want, hey, what do you think of this? What's going to happen? Oh, for the love of God, give me a break!
Exactly,
this series, are you
yeah.
crazy?
Anyway, you know, Terry, aside from the series, we'll get back to the second, but as I mentioned, last time we visited with you was when LeBron decided to go back to Cleveland. And there are a few things in any, you know, the sports does these wonderful things for places, and a moment like that, and I have to think your life and everybody's life in Cleveland, because I know they would really like somebody to win a championship, somebody to do something, has been unbelievable probably since that day. I believe in July, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was July 10th or something. And then it was like, I mean, even the like Cavaliers general manager, David Griffin, he was building one type of team. With Andrew Wiggins and some of that, the back of his mind. You know, part of the reason I hired David Blatt is they thought he'd be a good teacher. With the hope that you get LeBron, but you also have learned, too, with, you know, LeBron will change his mind. You don't know what he's going to do exactly. And then it was like everything's like an overdrive win now. And, you know, when LeBron came back, it was just this statement of, you know, I think he was sincere when he said, you know, winning one in Cleveland is like winning four or five somewhere else. And because of the history and everything, and because he understands it. And then, you know, it's kind of a typical Cleveland thing. The team's playing so great in the second half of the season. And then Kevin Love has a crazy injury with Olenek. And then you look at that and you go, you know, I don't know if they're going to get to the finals and win it with the group they have, but, you know, without them. But, you know, all of a sudden you see the impact LeBron makes in every single playoff game. Terry, you know, you and I go back to the old days of the NBA, and I was on the beat when, you know, when Michael five times knocked the Cavs out. And he just, five times. I just looked it up, it's five times. And that means five. And, you know, those are some good teams that with Bryce and Hardy and Nance.